Arapahoe Basin actually opened kind of right on time, but then everybody else took a couple extra weeks. And I would say that's unusual that a lot of ski areas couldn't open by late October to early November, but not unheard of. We do have dry years in the fall in Colorado, and this was one of them. But the good news is that the forecast from Thanksgiving through the middle of December is looking stormy, colder, what we hope for as skiers and snowboarders and what the resorts were looking for. So while I am not 100% confident in a three-week forecast, I can say the trend is away from dry, warm weather and toward cool, snowy weather.
What were some of the meteorological dynamics that led us to have such a late snow this year?
Oh, I wish I could tell you that. One of the hardest things that we're dealing with in meteorology now is figuring out the two-week to six-month forecast. So while people make fun of meteorologists, and rightly so at times, forecasts within 7 to 10 days are not that bad. We give you an idea that a storm is coming, and then within 3, 4, or 5 days, we kind of narrow it down. Within a day or two, we have a decent idea. So that could use improvement, but we're pretty good. Where we are rather clueless is beyond about 2 to 3 weeks. And there are so many factors in the atmosphere that all work together that we can't just point to one and say that's the cause of a weather pattern in 2 weeks or in 2 months. And so I can't tell you looking back exactly why the weather pattern happened to be dry and warm in Colorado this fall. It's just something that we cannot figure out just yet.
Well, a lot of people are pointing to climate change, and I know a lot of ski resorts are really factoring climate change in and long-range projections into their long-term business plan. I mean, how does climate change factor into what you're doing, given that you really are dealing with shorter weather forecasts?
Sure. And so for our forecast, where to find the best powder in the next 5 to 10 days, climate change really doesn't have any impact in that. It doesn't impact those models. It doesn't impact the forecast. Where a changing climate does have an impact is in the beginning of the season, the end of the season, and really thinking about the long term. If temperatures do increase a few degrees, then the snow level will rise, and which doesn't affect Colorado as much because our mountains are higher, but closer to the coasts where the mountains are lower, that's going to be an issue. And then on the shoulder seasons, in the fall and in the spring, when you could potentially have rain versus snow. But this year, I cannot point to this year being the dry start to this year being caused by climate change. There's just not that exact causation that we can point to.
That seems to be the challenge. We've certainly heard from other researchers across the board, you know, weather folks like yourself and also climate researchers, that it's very hard to pinpoint one particular weather pattern to the larger trend of climate. And right. And yet, are you hearing from, say, local ski resorts that they really do need to have that long range planning, given so much of the climate modeling that we're hearing?
Sure. And yes, is the short answer. This is being talked about. What to do is another matter entirely. I think a lot of ski resorts, aside from environmental things that they're trying to do, from just a pure business perspective, are thinking about how to diversify into summer businesses, into hiking and mountain biking and other experiences, into weddings. And so they're not just solely reliant on snow. Now, snow is still the main driver of revenue for most of the ski areas, but for a climate change reason, and just a pure business reason, having diversified revenue streams makes a whole lot of sense. So the conversation is ongoing. And I have looked at weather stations around the high country of Colorado. Most of the weather stations do show an increase in temperature. Not all, but most do. But from a precipitation perspective, is there more or less precipitation now than 50 years ago, 100 years ago? I don't see a trend. It's less clear. Most researchers are not as confident in that trend, but an increasing trend in temperatures, yes, we're rather confident about that.
Well, it is a Thanksgiving holiday, and a lot of people are traditionally going up to the ski resort. So where is the best place to find that sought after powder for skiers and snowboarders?
Well, there is going to be a little bit of snow, a very quick moving storm Wednesday night between midnight, ending Thursday morning around 7 or 8. That should coat the resorts along I-70 and up north towards Steamboat with maybe 2 to 5 inches of snow. So at this point, I would say anywhere along I-70 or just north, We'll have a little bit of fresh powder on Thanksgiving. Most of the resorts still don't have a lot of terrain open, just a few runs of machine-made snow. But I know a lot of people have passes. And so if you're just jonesing to go out there, you know, get some friends, get some family, and take a few runs, even if it's only a few trails, it's still quite fun.